Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A little Sly in the Family Stone on your Friday. Happy Friday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula. Figgy Fig hanging out with you. Let's get to the question of the day on this DJ Screw Day. Happy Screw Day to you, to all who celebrate. June 27th is when you'll hear, or when at least me personally, as I celebrate Screw Day, I will listen to all 35 minutes of the June 27th.
You really do?
I really do. I try and make it a point every June 27th mm-hmm. to find some time to put 35 minutes of that thing, let it roll. And so that got me thinking, what do you celebrate like it is a bona fide real holiday, whether you get a day off or not? In fact, bonus points if you actually do take a day off work for something that is not inherently a holiday, because I think that's always great. 713-572-4610.
I'm telling you right now, well, there's several that I like. First of all, today is kind of something that you celebrate like a holiday.
Why is that?
And it's different for different people. It's your last day at work before you go on vacation, like a real vacation.
Yeah.
That's you celebrate like a holiday. I mean, I'm going full Deontay Johnson.
I checked out mentally. I just went. It was bad timing. Checked out mentally.
Oh, that's what time it is?
Yeah, just checked out.
Thank
mentally.
God B. Scott is coming in next segment. He said, I'm out of here, brother.
Hey, yeah, if you can hit that again. How's Lopez today?
I checked out mentally. I just went. It was bad timing. Checked out mentally.
Just bad timing.
It's just bad timing. But the last day before you go on vacation, that's a holiday.
That is fair. That is fair. But are you celebrating? Are you like? Is there...
Oh, yeah, I'm celebrating.
Okay, very good.
Like, even to the point where I was kind of in my thoughts, you know, doing stuff for the show today, because I really am not checked out. But anyway, I was in my thoughts doing stuff for the show this morning, and I walked in to get my my cup of bone broth that I drink every morning, and my wife was standing there, and I said, hey, she goes, you're going on vacation, and that's the best you got? I said, good morning. I was just kind of lost in my thoughts. I said, hey.
The wife don't even get a good morning. All right, very good. Some answers that have come in on YouTube, interestingly enough. First day of March Madness, Magic. So yeah, that one's easy, right? Like, you might call in on that one. For me, the real opportunity, or what shows up as celebrating, is I got to get my setup ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I normally have three TVs. I try and make sure to pull in a fourth TV, because I want to make sure that at any given point I could turn my head and see what's happening hoop-wise on that first day or two,
mm-hmm.
the first weekend of March Madness. Some other ones, start of regular season of all major sports. Which one of them hits the hardest for you? Is it NFL kickoff? Is it? It's definitely not NBA.
This is an easy answer.
Opening day, right?
This is an easy
college
answer. First Saturday, first full Saturday of college football.
I knew it.
Dude,
I don't know. Week zero?
That's
week zero, is it for you?
First full Saturday. It might be week one, depending on the schedule, you know?
Opening day's better.
But no, it's not. Like, yep. To the point where
MLB opening day is better?
No.
Yes.
No, I love, don't get me wrong.
I'm not. Bunting and the pomp and circumstance. Come on, dog. Are you un-American?
The spectacle of college football. To the point that I create, like, I barbecue all day. I've got,
remind me to come to your house.
Kids
day,
and people coming over, schedule all the games, put all the TVs on. First full day of college football, that is a holiday.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Fair enough. Some other ones that are coming in on the text line. 420 plays it, I guess. from the 713. Of course, I knew Ocho was going to come in with this in particular. Celebrate Hunter Brown Day like a holiday, especially if he pitches during lunch hours, like was yesterday. I celebrated it by eating a whole bunch of glizzies, apparently. But yes, it was. Look, it's getting to that point where mm-hmm. Hunter Brown Day is a thing. From the from the text line, the 713 said WrestleMania weekend is a holiday. Fair enough. Like my friends in Wrestle, they love them. That WrestleMania coming up, like it is a big deal. Schedule their whole weekend. If you're either you're going or you're trying to get a watch party together, that ends up being a big deal. Figgy, is there something for you that hits you like a holiday, even though it's not really a holiday?
Yeah. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The ones that hit me, this was before I moved here, but we used to have a 216 day in Cleveland because that's the area code.
Oh, okay.
So it used to be different concerts, like local concerts and local artists and stuff like that. And then the other one personally is draft day, NFL draft day.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because I feel like the lead up, I feel like it's so drawn out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the day comes, it's like, all right, it's draft day.
Yeah.
And then just hearing the Sounders and all that stuff, to me, that's when it's like, all right, y'all, it's draft day. Who we getting?
Fair. That's fair. 281 Astros weekday games. Oh, wow. I'm guessing, are you weekday day games? Okay, I was about to say, like, just weekday in general. No, day games at work kind of do hit different.
They
that is
do.
Fair.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Like, day, if you at work and you, at least if you have access to be able to stream it and watch it, or maybe if you just put the radio broadcast or what have you, man, that really does feel a little bit different. Or any, like, sports during the day in general has that feel. Because I think that's part of what March Madness's appeal. I remember going back, I think 2014 in particular, when the World Cup, when they were in South
that's
Africa.
That's a big one, yeah.
Because the games were happening during the day. Like, and I had the opportunity to kind of access it. It just felt entirely different. So, yeah, daytime sports in general. For me, and this is going to be, like, obviously real Reggie niche sports sicko things, championship Sunday in soccer, which is the final regular season day where, you know.
I had the TV on all day.
Last movement,
obviously,
right?
Obviously, Liverpool was clinching and they were celebrating, so.
Yeah, it's and whenever you get to end of regular season, I'm just going to skip right past
they
that.
Had a
I
great
get it.
Celebration.
Your club won a championship this year. Fine. God. No, but you get to that last day of any regular season where they kind of have all the games stacked, except week 18 in football, you got a lot of teams that are not trying.
Yeah.
Like, championship Sunday and when it comes to Premier League footy, everybody's fighting for something. Some of these teams are fighting to stay in the league.
Yeah.
Some of these teams are fighting for an opportunity to, like, get into tournaments next year. And some of these teams are like, yo, this is our last ditch effort to try and win a championship.
Let me get a little bit of a pivot here because it is DJ Screw Day. What is your favorite Chopped and Screwed song?
Ooh, that's
tough. I believe there is a winner. And tell me if it's blasphemous.
Okay.
Isley Brothers, Between the Sheets. I periodically just, like, get in the mood driving. It just calms
I don't think
you're
supposed to tell us about you and Jan's relationship.
Yeah, well,
like
not that,
that
mood. Not that mood.
Y'all making love to this Chopped the Screw version.
That actually,
well,
you
I'm
know.
Not gonna say, I'm not going to say.
I never thought about that.
You know.
I'm not going to say
you
never.
Might be, we might be talking about something here.
I'm not going to say never. But generally, I'm just, like, driving, want to chill. Come on, man.
All right, so my thing about this is this can't be the answer for me because Between the Sheets is such a heat rock in and of itself. I think the pace that it drives at is perfect. So you chop and screw it, and it feels like, we're dragging a little. To me,
no,
personally.
No, it's better chopped and screwed. There are certain songs that are just better. Like, it's smoother to me.
Yeah, and by the way, this song was an 8-minute song.
Oh, yeah.
Chopped and screwed.
Hey, man, if you ain't got time to enjoy the song.
That's about 7 minutes too long.
If you don't got time to enjoy the song, you don't need to be in the Chopped
it's
and Screwed
8 minutes.
Lane. Interesting. I mean, you know the Chop Stars, obviously, Fig. Like,
yeah.
When you start talking to that space, I'm like, there's a lot of songs that I really like. One of the, I like the, I think it's a Drunk album by Thundercat. There's a couple of songs off of that one that really make me, that I like as a Chopped and Screwed. And I think it's probably the one with Wiz Khalifa. I'm kind of blanking on the name right now. But that one's up there for me. From the 281, continue to talk about the days that you celebrate, like bona fide holidays, even if they're not. Black Friday, shopping, food, and football. That's fair. 713 says Marine Corps birthday, November 10th. Happy, yeah, absolutely. Daytona 500 day. Okay, I feel you on that.
I can feel you on that, too. It wouldn't be necessarily a holiday for me, but it's a big one.
What about the, I don't know if this is like a official or unofficial, but I think it's called Go Texan Day.
Oh, yeah.
Right before the rodeo.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like seeing the little kids dressed up in the hat and the boots and
going
all that
school.
Stuff. Yeah,
that's a great call.
I love
call.
That.
Yeah.
Dang, that made me reminded me of a photo of my Go Texan Day way back in the day.
Somebody said Monday after Super Bowl, if only.
Don't get Lopez started.
If only.
Please, someone said Bill Collins in the air tonight chopping this. Oh, y'all got some stuff
in
here.
Oh, I got to check that one out.
Horace might be right, though, with 25 lighters, chopped and screwed. That's tough. Yeah. Swang.
Trade the truth.
Yes, Swang, crazy. Anyways, you know what? You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I would like to ask that question of a bona fide Houston expert. How about Brandon Scott, B. Scott, who joins us on this Friday. We'll talk to him next as we go around the NFL.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.